Accurate recipes are very important, and so are detailed formulas, because through them we can get accurate, desirable results. Well, it's the same about every area of our life. We really need to have the instructions in detail that make for success. And in no other area is it nearly as imperative right now, in this day perhaps, as in this area of marriage. How to make marriage successful? Well, God is interested in your success, and that's why He has given some detailed instructions in here as to how a husband and a wife can have a very successful marriage. All the time, everybody, no exceptions, if we just follow the instructions. Get the formula right. Now, there are, in fact, 7 specific Bible instructions for wives, and 7 specific Bible instructions for husbands. And we've already learned some of them. For example, well, first one for the wife was that she learned to suffer. And the second one, or at least the first one for the husband also, was to learn to suffer. Because that's the first characteristic of love. If we are not suffering, we are not loving. Because love suffers long. And this kind back to those even who caused the suffering. And then we learn that a wife is to follow her husband. And if she is to follow, then the husband is to learn to lead his wife. So he must learn the laws of leadership to properly do that. And then we learn that a man is to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And the counterbalancing truth for that is that a wife was to learn to reverence her husband. We've already learned these things. But let me reiterate that whatever instruction God gives to the wife, He gives a counterbalancing instruction to the husband, and vice versa. Now, this time together, with paper and pencil, let's learn the 4th instruction to wives and the 4th instruction to husband. And it may surprise you at first when you see them, but stay with me and we'll get the details. A wife is instructed to be friendly. And the counterbalancing truth is that a husband is instructed to dwell with your wife according to knowledge, with knowledge. So let's learn these two sides, and aspects, counterbalancing truth, one for the wife and the other for the husband. Wives, love your husbands. This is the instruction of Scripture. Look at the Scripture with me. Teach the young women to be sober, and look at this, to love their husbands. However, the word love here in this verse is a different word than the one that says, husbands, love your wives. If you recall, we've already learned that there are 3 different kinds of love referred to in the Bible. The first one is what we call agape love. It's the God kind of love. It's the genuine love, if you please. It is the one described by the 13th chapter of Corinthians. It's the love we're to have towards everybody. It's the evidence of a Christian. If we don't have this agape love, we aren't even followers of the Lord. And a man is to have this love towards his wife, agape love. And what is this love? A good definition would be that this kind of love chooses what is best for another person without personal profit as the motive. The second kind of love comes from a Greek word that means friendship, and it's the word philia. And this is the second. The third kind is marital love, sexual love, and we have all 3 loves. A marriage consists of all 3 of these. And one of these times, real soon when we get together, we're going to go into the details about erotic love. But right now, I want you to see that when the Scripture says a husband's to love his wife, it's referring to this agape love. But when it says that the wife should learn to love her husband, it's referring to this friendship kind of love, filial love. Here's what it means. It means to be friendly or to be affectionate. Now, the opposite to a friendly wife, the opposite to an affectionate and wife is what the Bible calls a contentious wife. Now, let's look at a couple scriptures. The contentions of a wife are a continual dropping, like the continual dripping. Here's another one. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. I want you to catch this word dwell, because in a moment when we talk about the counterbalancing truth to being friendly as opposed to contentious, the husband is to dwell with her. So it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious woman. Here's another one. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Better to dwell. Again, look at this word, dwell. It's talking about dwelling. A husband dwelling with a wife. She should be friendly, and he should dwell with her according to knowledge. A crabby woman doesn't make a good environment for dwelling. That's what the essence of these scriptures are. There are a number of verses on this subject. And God instructs wives to be friendly toward their husbands instead of contentious, which means content less, without contentment, instead to be friendly. Look at this scripture. Continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Now here's where it gets trouble. Because if a woman is contentious and a man responds incorrectly to the contention, then the relationship gets worse. Here's the evidence of it. Look at the scripture. As coals are to burning and wood to fire. Look at this. So is a contentious man to kindle the strife that's already been started. Look at this now. You see, he adds fuel to the fire. There's escalation, like coal to more coal, more coal added to the coal, more wood to the fire makes it worse. So if a man responds wrong to contention with contention, it's going to escalate. Look at this. A fool's lips enter into contention. His mouth calls for strokes. A man has to be careful not to enter into a contention if, in fact, his wife is contentious. A fool's mouth is his destruction. His lips are the snare of his soul. Well, we know there's nothing becoming, nothing likable, nothing desirable about a contentious woman. But a friendly woman, a friendly woman. That's what God wants a wife to be to her husband. The question becomes, how can a wife be friendly? So here is a few tips. Number one, you can be friendly to your husband by, number one, being affectionate. Surprise, surprise, surprise. A man needs affection. I guess it's because he misses his mom. But a wife, if she wants to be friendly, should be affectionate. Then she should spend time together with him. Don't let being a mother take over from being a wife. Being a mother is important. But some women, once the babies come, start to center their whole identity on being a mother and forget that they are a wife. So spend time together if you want to be friendly. Be companionable. Stick together. Do everything together. Stay committed. And then, if you want to be friendly, be a good listener. Husband needs a wife who listens to what he's going through, and he needs to be able to share, and you're that friendly person. And then, to be friendly, we need to speak peaceably. That means to speak kindly. We need to be careful. Because what we say might be okay, but the way in which we say it may carry an emotion that contains or conveys unfriendliness. And then a woman should have fun with her husband. They should be getting together for good times. Because that's part of being friendly, is sharing the good times. And then she can be friendly by sharing his concerns. Don't take them over. Share them. Because real bonding between friendships take place when two people are on the same side of a struggle. That's where loyalty deepens, by going through the stuff of life together. Share his concerns, be there for him. And then a woman can be friendly to her husband by providing practical help. Scripture says that two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. For if one falls, the other picks him up. But woe to him that is alone when he falls because he doesn't have another person to help him. Now, let's learn that if the wife is to be friendly, what is the husband to be? What is the counter and balancing truth for a husband? And here it is. Likewise, ye husbands, look at this, dwell with them according to knowledge. If we husbands don't want to dwell with contentious women, then we better learn to dwell with them according to knowledge. Go ahead. Ask your wife, honey, what do you wish I knew and understood about you? And then get ready to write pages. Now, this is such an important subject that God specifically instructs men in the Old Testament and in the New Testament about this matter. Let's look once again at the scripture. Husbands, dwell with your wife. To dwell means to permanently reside, to house permanently. See, this is not about being a part-time husband. In fact, you need to beware of traveling away from home overnight and occupations that take you away from home, because we're under instructions once we marry to dwell, permanently reside with them. It also means to stay in relationship with. Now, this instruction in the New Testament isn't meaning just stay at the house, which we call the dwelling place. Yes, we are to go home. Yes, we are to stay home. Yes, we aren't to be absent. But we are not just to dwell in the house. We are to dwell with her. Dwelling with a woman. That's what a husband is to do, to dwell with his wife. She should always be in our minds, even when we have to be at work. Because sometimes we come home, instead of dwelling with our wives, we dwell with a television. We are to dwell with them. Always acknowledge her presence whenever she enters a room. Don't just acknowledge it, but stand up. Put your attention on her. Now, let's go back to the verse. Look at this. First of all, it says, dwell with your wife. And then look at this. It says, dwell with her according to adequate knowledge about her. Now, here's the problem. We men think we know and understand them. I'm not even sure we've even tried. The New Testament is commanding us. This is an instruction. Husbands, you dwell with your wives and you do it according to knowledge. Now, in the Old Testament, there was a provision. I want you to see it. Look at this. When a man had taken a new wife, look at this, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he hath taken. Now, I know there was a lot for you to take in with your eyes, and I'm not sure we've understood it yet, so let's look at it again. This scripture says that, look at this, when a man has taken a new wife, look at this. Number one, he is not to join the military. He's not to be in the military. Number two, he's not to be given any additional responsibilities. He is to be free to concentrate on the task before him. Look at this. He shall be at home for 1 year. He's to stay home. He's not going fishing, hunting, or sporting about. This is not a vacation time. He's to spend 1 year at home. And what for? Look at this. He shall learn how to cheer up his wife. That's how big this job is, men. To be a husband means that you and I have to give ourselves fervently, consistently, to discovering the knowledge and dwelling with them according to some very important facts. In the Old Testament, they were given 1 year. You got 1 year to learn how to be a husband to this wife, to know everything there is to know about her. I don't want you to do anything else. Don't go to war. Don't take on any additional responsibilities. You're to be free from all obligations. You stay home and you learn how to make her a happy wife. And God is so concerned about your wife, if you're listening and you're a man and a married man, a husband. He's so concerned about her well-being that he wants you, just like he wants me, to learn to dwell with that woman, to stay there, to be with her as much as we possibly can, and to do so according to adequate information. This is not simply about a geographic adjacency. A man needs to know a lot about a woman to dwell with her properly. That's the instruction God is giving. You women, you be friendly, but you men, you dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, here's the question, though. What does a husband need to know about a woman, specifically about his wife, in order to dwell with her properly? What a husband needs to know. Let's jot down a few of these, and by no stretch of the imagination is this list complete. Number one, a man needs to know the difference between a man and a woman. He must know the differences in gender. A woman is not just a man with a womb. Some suggested that that's what womb man means, wombed man. But there's a lot more difference than that. Remember, marriage is a unit, a wholeness. A man is only half, and he needs to get to know what the other half is really like. A woman is different from a man in so many scores of ways, not just physical and biologically, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually. And so a man, to dwell with his wife properly, needs to understand the differences between men and women. One of the main conflicts that comes in marriage is a man lives out there in a man's world. He talks to men all day long, and he can hand it out, dish it out, take it back. And then he comes home, and the tragedy is that he talks to his wife as if she's one of the men that he's been with all day long. And the problem is, it's like two different languages. See, we men, we can get in the corner and fight with each other verbally. You know, as iron sharpness, iron, so a man with a man. But a woman is a lot gentler. We must understand the differences so that when we walk through the door, we're not talking to another man. We're talking to a woman. There are differences in gender. Then, we should understand her parentage. We should know her parents, so we know her background. We should know her upbringing. What did she go through? We should know her childhood. We should know her childhood traumas. If a man is going to dwell with his wife according to knowledge, he needs to know the hurts that she's already experienced in this life. Now, I want to tell you why that's important, because a lot of us experience tremendous damage. If you're married to a woman who has been damaged mentally or emotionally or even physically, been abused, and you don't know that, you will not understand how to care for her properly. You'll not understand why she responds or reacts to certain issues that to you they seem innocent on the surface, but they are like triggers to her because some damage occurred. And if we men are to dwell with our wives properly, we need to understand their hurts. Why? So we can heal them. So we can put the salve on the sores. So we can patch up, make up the difference. So we can reestablish her and overcome, help her overcome the hurts. You need to understand her childhood traumas. You need to understand her friendships. You need to understand her fears and her insecurities. You need to understand her monthly cycle. You know, the monthly cycle, there's a lot in the Bible about it. It was designed by God as a special time in a woman's life every month. A special time when she has special needs, and a time when, according to the scriptures, a husband gets the privilege of meeting those special needs. The scriptures define how a man is to treat his wife during her monthly cycle. And if a man has no idea of what's going on, why she seems different than the rest of the month, he'll not be dwelling with her according to knowledge. We need to know her monthly cycle. We need to know her sensitivities so we won't be insensitive. We need to know her measure of self-acceptance. Does she really like herself? And I'd like to ponder here for quite a while, but we really don't have the time right now. But in the deepest depths of all of us is a need to know that we're okay, that we're all right, that we're designed by God. He didn't make any mistakes, and I really am a somebody. And a man's job is to do that. Because you see, the word husbandman, husband comes from the word husbandman, which means keeper of the garden. And so in tender ways, we need to help her increase in her self-acceptance, because in self-acceptance we find meaning to life. We need to understand, a man needs to understand the areas of unresolved guilt that a woman may have, his wife may have. A person can spend a whole lifetime compensating for unresolved guilt. We want to help them get over their guilt. We need to understand, a man needs to understand motherhood and pregnancy. We need to understand her irritations. We need to understand her stresses. We need to understand her need for affection. We men have a great demands that we place usually on our spouses in the area of physical affection, but a wife needs so much more than that. We need to understand, if we're going to dwell with them according to knowledge, we need to understand her need for affection and meet it. We need to understand her need for companionship. We need to understand her problems with sexuality. And in a later teaching, we are going to cover the subject of marital love. We're going to talk about sexuality in marriage, its purity, its purpose, and its pleasure. We need to understand her problems with sexuality. We need to understand any causes of depression. Depression is a giant in our day. People are discouraged. They live on the brink of despair. We don't want a woman to be that way. We want her to be victorious and jubilant and positive and not negative, up and not down. So we need to understand what causes depression. We need to understand her concerns about finances. The statistics say that more marriages fail over financial problems than any of us probably imagine. And a woman has concerns about security and about finances, and a man needs to dwell with her with those financial and high security needs in his mind so that he can set her at ease, so he can make wise financial decisions. He needs to understand her concerns about finances. He needs to understand his wife's spiritual maturity. A man needs to understand her knowledge of Scripture. A man needs to understand her character development and certainly her spiritual gift. If For you see, God placed in every one of us a spiritual gift, one of seven in number. She has one of those, and because of that spiritual gift, she is a special way of looking at life and looking at people and seeing. And if we're going to dwell with her properly, we need to understand her spiritual gift. We need to understand her goals, her aspirations, her hopes for tomorrow. We need to understand hormones and menopause. We need to understand her attitude to aging. We need to understand her views on death and dying. You see, the scripture says that we men, we've got a big job. Have you seen that already? We've got a big job in front of us. How can we dwell with them according to the knowledge? How are we going to get this knowledge? That's why I suggest to you that you learn the scriptures with all your might, because a lot of it is in the book. But let me give you three things that you can do in order to achieve this mammoth task of dwelling with her, relating to her according to specific information. Here are three steps. Number one, be genuinely and wholeheartedly interested in your wife. This will set her at ease. Oh, there's so much medicine that will come into her and healing just by knowing that you are genuinely and wholeheartedly interested in her. And then ask questions and listen. Ask her the questions. She's the one who can fill you in on a lot of this knowledge, but you have to ask without interrupting. Listen without interruption. And then after you've listened to her, learn to act lovingly, wisely, and understandably on this information. And let this information, this knowledge base that you now have about your wife, let that guide your marriage relationship. And you'll be following this instruction, husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge.